The federal government has announced funding for 170 new local flood warning infrastructure projects in council areas heavily impacted during the 2022 flooding. On the Sunshine Coast, $235,000 will go toward 48 projects, including rain and river level gauges in Maroochydore and flood warning infrastructure in Budrum, the Glasshouse Mountains and Yandina. That's in addition to a further $1 million for high priority projects across the state recommended by the Bureau of Meteorology. That'll include two projects in Gympie. The BOM will take ownership of the assets once they're installed. No charges laid after another brawl at Coolum Beach. Police were called on Friday night with reports a group of up to 20 youths were fighting across from the beach outside McDonald's. The group had fled before officers arrived, but police will continue to increase patrols there. It comes after three people were charged last week after two men were allegedly stabbed during an altercation between two groups of people over the Easter long weekend in the nearby Lions and Norrie Job Park. And briefly, fresh warnings to take care if you're travelling on the sand to Double Island Point and at Rainbow Beach with yet another landslide happening there over the weekend. The sand cliff slipping, taking trees and rocks with it, captured on camera as it crashed down on the beach just moments after a four-wheel drive had passed the area.